Welcome to the Rolled Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I'm going to be our game master as we continue to play Cyborg. This is Trigger Warning Part 7, and regardless of what the UCS officer told you, left is law.
Hello, I'm Levi. I'm sad.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Why?
That smile.
Fuck you. Oh, that's why.
I'm Perseus.
Nate, and I play Wetlinda.
I'm Walton Wood, and I don't remember if we actually introduced my character last time.
Welcome to my life.
Play the fucking music.
In other news, the mysterious sword-wielding miner, Peter the Sword Guy Jackson, who has been seen in Wetlinda and Disk Drive's company, was found dead on Dock 47 by emergency response technicians yesterday, shortly after some sort of riot ignited on that very dock. Also found by emergency response technicians was the mutilated body of Kong King in the lobby of a nearby and recently abandoned Aegis conglomerated office building. The connections to these two deaths, the riot, and the disappearance of the Radstock, a cargo ship that was docked at Dock 47, have yet to be determined. This news feed was sponsored by Groth, Melberg, and Tosk, and in the words of Zola Melberg,
"No paying client of ours ever goes to Borghold."
I have been Paul Bigwood Walton, and this has been Livewire, your hourly news feed on everything happening in the brutal city of Psy. So, the three of you, Perseus, Wetlinda, and Sword Lad, are at Trigger Warning. It's a mid-morning, and Pelgrane has told you all to report to him tomorrow morning for a new contract. The day is essentially yours, gentlemen. What the hell do you want to do today?
That's so much freedom.
Yeah, right? I feel like, I was like, I'm going to say this, and they're going to be like, oh God, what do we do?
Only a little bit.
Yeah, there's plenty to do.
I have some things I'd like to pick up.
As you guys are standing there, kind of collecting your thoughts, kind of figuring out a game plan for the day, standing in Trigger Warning, Pelgrane comes back in.
Oh, hey. Got a new guy starting today.
Oh, and really? You, there's no sensitivity in you at all, is there?
No. As the bat asked me.
Who sold anything since the Coke. So.
Fair.
Yeah, anyway, his name's Les Banks. You're a group of four now.
I don't think that's how it goes.
No, here's the thing. I figured, you know, the running around as a trio is working, but you keep coming back one short. I feel like if you run around as a quartet, you'll just come back as a trio each time, right?
Yikes.
I mean, he does have a pretty solid... The math does add up. Yeah. I'm not going to complain with that.
So the rule of three still stands.
Right. More
just
bodies
afterwards.
Or the fodder.
Yeah, right. Sure. Consider him a red shirt, whatever you want. And the right sword lad.
Slaps you on the back.
Great. Two nips and two balls.
Right. Anyway, I'm going to go sleep off whatever's going on in my mind here. Catch you guys in the morning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Go. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Blink on your way there. Okay.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
You don't really necessarily know if he's human or not.
You know, I would just like to say maybe it would be beneficial to pick up some armor of sorts. Being that we're always getting shot at.
Yeah, that part for sure. How about you, kid? Got anything on you?
I'm fucking 17 and I'm wearing armor. You idiots have been running around without armor?
I just said that I just got out of the joint.
For God's sake, go get some style guard.
Some what?
How old are you, style guard? Looks like clothes, protects like armor.
Wait a minute.
I'm remembering bits of my past here, and it's quite nice.
Back when you were a highwayman?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fable 2.
Along the coach roads you did ride? That shit?
I see what you're getting at, and I'm not playing your game today.
As you guys sit here and play this game, right, the door of trigger warning opens, and standing in the doorway is, well, you describe him.
Look at all them dicks.
Yeah, no! Not this early! Ruined it immediately!
I leave the game.
Me too. You don't need a GM for this.
Oh my god.
What you see is robotic praying mantis legs going up to human mechanical arms.
Wait a minute.
To a...
What are mantis legs?
You know, where they're kind of like reverse
like
knees.
Like reverse knees.
Yeah.
The grasshopper. Wait, just let's go with grasshopper
legs.
Grasshopper legs.
Yeah. Just I got two of them?
Yeah, two praying mantis legs.
Two grasshopper legs.
Yeah, grasshopper legs, yes. Okay. But standing up.
Okay.
Yep. Like General Grievous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Oh, that's where you're going. That's stuck.
Yeah, okay.
Going up to human arms with tattered robe to a plain metal face. No descriptives to it.
Like it's just deadpan?
Yeah.
It's got like a digital thing though, right?
Yeah.
Digital
mouth, yes, thank you. And a headband. This is what you see.
The headbands.
I have seen some scary shit in this city.
For some reason, the headband is like constantly moving.
So, about how tall
like
are
Afro
you?
Afro Samurai?
No, like Teenage Ninja.
like 7'5".
Fuck, I knew
huge.
It.
I
knew
he's gigantic. Huge. Jesus, he's bigger than Levi actually is.
And not by much.
Not by much.
At least
Levi's like 7'2", right?
At least a foot. And then he lifts up his arm. And when he lifts up his arm, the arm kind of splits in two, so it's like two arms.
Oh, I hate
this. And then he puts his arm down, and it's back to one.
He really General Grievous it, didn't he? You shouldn't have said that. That was just like purely what
I mean. I mean, the picture reinforced it.
So your RCD is in your head.
It's itself, built in.
Right? It's built in. Yeah. I figured, okay.
Yeah. For anyone who wants to know, I am a...
Oh, yeah.
He needs to learn.
I'm an obsolete... Dumpster.
Dumpster diver, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, obsolete dumpster diver.
He's just a dumpster.
Yeah, the door kicks open, just here.
Yeah, by Bracken McLeod.
Who let that dumpster in here? That smell. Yeah.
So that's who you see walks into this bar.
Yeah, he's just standing there in the doorway.
Why aren't you just a tall drink of water? My God.
Hello.
Oh, my fuck. What? It speaks.
Yeah.
Get the shotgun.
Kill it.
Hellgrain, we got a problem.
You can't put me down.
Figure it out.
What you mean? This thing's a monster.
This thing has a name. My name is Les. Nice to meet you.
Oh my God, is this the man we're waiting for?
Yeah.
I do not like it already.
This is excessive. I'm sorry. Never mind. I didn't mean to say that to your face.
That was very rude.
Yeah, that was. I'm sorry.
I'm leaking oil on the inside.
I hate this.
That sounds like a problem. Like,
yeah, I can't get it fixed.
Oh, he's hemorrhaging?
It's very broken.
This gets better and better. Pelgrane, do you got any popcorn?
You look around. Pelgrane's not here.
He's not going to.
He went upstairs.
So, what are you fellas up to?
We're about to head out and re-equip for the day. Get a little R&R.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, you're going to have to ride in the back of the van.
Swordlad, did you spend any time here when your brother was still around here?
No, you know, this was a kind of Peter's thing, you know? Living here, hammock, box of shit in the back room.
Right, I just didn't know if you were like...
Are you talking about that kid that shit in that litter box?
I'm sorry, what?
That kid that shit in the litter box in the back, he was always here.
Is that what he was doing?
Oh, yeah, don't you smell it?
No.
I'm AI and I can smell that shit.
How do you?
I'm AI.
They call me an obsolete dumpster fire.
Oh, no.
I
mean, if you have to get over someone's death, sometimes anger is the best way to do it.
I'm not angry.
No, but I feel like Levi might be.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Oh, boy.
I'm just talking about kid murder.
Yeah, look. I'm sorry. So, Sword Lad, do you want to use your fancy eyeballs and call up a taxi cab or something? Get us a... You know, you seem to be familiar with the apparel line of civilization.
Yeah, that was
one of them fancy lads.
I've seen a bitch and van out there. We could use that.
Just yeah. Trashed. Like, pretty fucked up.
I appreciate that a lot. I really do.
I think it was my cousin that was on the artwork.
Wait, no, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody having any more claim to my vehicle than there already have been, all right? Let's just assume that it wasn't and move on from there. Fuck. Where do I even start now that you even...
What are we doing?
Can you just hold on?
I've already explained what we're doing.
Yes, that's what I was going
to
say.
Why is the IQ of this group dropping every time we go out?
Sorry, I wasn't listening to
what
you.
What I was going to say was I think that fucking Wild Wild West over here has a good point. We should probably head out and find a little bit more protection.
You know, that's one of my favorite movies.
That checks out.
Yes, yeah, super good. Out. Will Smith is great in it.
What are you even saying?
Wild Wild West.
Swordland. Yeah, you know where you can go, where we can
Game
go
West.
To, like, pick up some more of that kind of shit?
Yeah.
All right, can you...
Oh, you wanted to know.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Look, I'm walking 40 feet behind you. I'm not taking two old men in a robot clothes shopping.
I don't give a fuck.
Two old men in a robot.
Oh, fuck.
And a kid.
Teenage boy.
Man, this kid's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, I guess.
Way cooler than that other kid.
Shut up. You shut the fuck up. Linda. You don't say a single bad fucking word about Soda.
Hey, I met that kid. We went on a couple jobs. He's weird. Yeah, he cut through my kind like butter. It's crazy.
God.
Gotta watch out for that shit.
Linda, you get a message.
Oh, shit. I will open it up.
You open it. Immediately, you see the skull, the ashen cross on his forehead. And it just says 8 simple words. Do you think this is the game, Linda?
I ignored a message from these guys a little bit ago, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna get back to that.
You think that van's still drivable, Linda, or?
Oh, it'll still move. It's just an eyesore.
Well, let's go fucking girls' night out. Let's go shopping.
I mean, I have a Metro card.
Don't call it that.
That's what it is.
For how many?
Not the Metro card.
At least 4.
Not the what?
Girls' night. You know what? Let's just go.
As you guys start leaving Trigger Warning and heading to the van, Perseus, your RCD starts ringing like you're getting a call.
I fumble to figure out how to answer it.
Perseus.
Hello.
It's Tuna.
Tuna, my
hey,
dude.
Guess where I am, bro?
Probably jail.
No, I'm in the fucking hospital.
Oh, that sounds better than jail.
Yeah, no, I helped you out. I got shot. Abandoned.
Look, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Like, I got kids, bro.
Uh-huh.
Why is that guy yelling?
You can hear it through his mic.
It's so loud.
The feedback.
Because I turned the volume up.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those guys that's volume cranked on their car.
It's on speakerphone.
It's always
next
on
to his
speaker.
Ear.
Yeah, oh, my dad does that.
Look, the reception's real hard. I'm having troubles understanding you. Look, I don't know how...
Probably this... because the tube in my chest.
Oh.
You know, from the bullets.
So, look, I asked for some help. You showed up. I don't know why you guys just kept going when the bullets started flying. You think smarts would have taken over, but...
Jesus Christ.
You know, that's fair.
Like, you showed up with pitchforks and fucking torches and then just... took the bullets.
At last I saw you, you were sitting there flamethrowing a camera.
Yeah, I came with weapons. You did not. That's why I don't have bolts in me.
We did. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, either way, you know what? I got these medical bills piling up now, and I don't think I can afford that. You know, I got kids and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need about $2,000 from you, Perseus.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It does. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to think on this, all right? And I hang up.
I cannot wait to hear this episode.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm going to say right now, we got to get going because I might be taking care of a family. And I just kind of stare at the ground. I don't know.
Did you knock someone up?
No.
What was that? I was kind of distracted, too, and I just stare off into the distance a little bit, too.
It's an old man and a robot staring out at me. Well, 17-year-old kid's just like, come on, guys.
You're like, he's standing outside of a taxi with an open door.
I feel like you're at the van, right?
No, this is a bus. We're going to a bus. Metro
what? Card. Why?
How do we never know what
we're not
taking?
Driving the van.
I don't know.
I got the Metro card.
You're like, well, so what, this taxi pulls up next to your actual vehicle?
Who brings us? Who brings us to the Metro?
That's
why are you taking the Metro? You have a fucking car. you know what? I don't really care.
Dude, this is This conversation happens during the 45-minute walk to the car.
That's actually fair. It's not parked outside.
Oh, that's right, because we parked fucking...
blocks away.
Take a taxi to get to the car.
Yeah, that might actually be useful.
That, you know, wouldn't be a terrible... It feels like a pinch. You're like, we gotta get there now. Yeah. You might do that.
I'll just save this thing for later.
What thing?
My Metro card.
Okay, yeah. We might need that,
walk to
actually.
Fucking station?
Okay, okay.
You feel like this dude picks up, like, empty soda cans as you guys walk?
Yeah. Soda cans.
Cigarette butts.
Yeah, just a typical dumpster diver shit.
Just metallic things.
Every garbage can you walk by, he's just, like, eyeballing it.
I take out my satchel from behind me and put it in there.
He's got one of those, like, fanny packs he wears on the front, like people do nowadays.
I don't know.
I'm actually starting to think that, like, maybe a guy just walked into the building, and because Pelgrane didn't come out to verify.
That happened with the last guy.
He told you his name.
Do you want to see my ID card?
I mean...
It's right here.
Yeah, okay, that would probably check it out.
I'd be handing my ID card.
Wow, this is old as shit.
Oh, yeah.
6 years expired.
I've been around for a while.
Yeah, you can take that back. Clean it off next time, maybe. Hey?
That's great.
Well, you don't like the sticky?
No.
And I hop out of the taxi at the apparel store.
It takes always this way. That's what I'm doing. Fuck all you guys.
You know, I found my tactical feelings behind a dumpster once.
Oh, wait, what?
Your tactical feelings?
Yeah.
Is that what you
I'm
call
a robot.
It?
I can feel. It was an upgrade. I'm an obsolete fucking dumpster pile. Come on.
Get the together. Self-deprecation is... It really sells the character.
Reminds me of this weird hermit crab thing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I get in the car. My car.
So
I'm
going
to have to ride on top. Too big.
You guys finally get to the van.
I get in and I shut the door and I look over to the passenger side. Obviously has no door. And as soon as Sword Lad walks up, I'm like, don't mind the paint. Just sit down.
You know, the bus is pretty gross, but it's better than this shithole.
He says from the
what the
roof.
Fuck?
I can smell that.
All right, okay, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not doing too great.
Look, take a bump out of this, and I pull some smelling salts out.
No, I go into the back seat, and I fucking hit the button, and I open up the alcohol thing.
Oh. You see as you open that, too, like, that package that you are supposed to deliver to the Priest of Ash is... Sitting there staring at you, reminding you of your messages.
Why didn't I look in here?
What's that?
Don't you stay the fuck back, you weird fucking robot.
What's in
fuck.
There? And I'm just peering in through the windshield.
I take the alcohol out and I close the thing.
Don't mind if I do. And I grab it from over his shoulder.
Nope. Don't you fucking dare.
Yeah, I'll take that.
No, what is wrong with you?
Hand
guys?
It to me with one of my many hands.
Here, Sword Lad. Make sure you don't drink this.
What the fuck even is this? This isn't even labeled. What the
Oh, wait, no. Don't actually drink that. Give me that. Oh, Jesus, that's close.
That's the oil from
this
the
is
last
it.
Oil
This
change.
Is how I'm going to die. I'm going to die with 3 screw heads.
Hey, that's all.
I mean...
That's some fine-smelling gasoline.
To be honest with
yes,
you,
will.
It runs in the family now at this point.
I don't have runs.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah,
that's not like the thing
was today.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, I'm sorry, kid. I really don't have any, place for fucking sensitivity in my mind anymore. Now I'm just living in this weird fucking hellscape where I have to hang out with a fucking teenager, somebody from the past, and a fucking giant robot bug man after I watched probably the only cool person I've met in this place.
That kid shit in boxes. That was weird.
Go fuck yourself, bug man.
I'm glad you think I'm so young.
Well, you know, honestly...
This is why... I don't even have to complete my explanation. I don't even have to complete my explanation of the situation.
I feel like we got off on a wrong foot here.
You got something to write on in that glove box?
Fucking probably, yeah.
I might have some shreds of paper in my satchel.
I pop the glove box open. Chris, do I find a notepad and a pen?
You find a receipt... And as you
a title for a car.
Yeah, oh, it's well, a parking no. ticket. Parking ticket.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a parking ticket, but it's so fucking old that the ink is just like you can't really read it anymore.
Anything to write with?
Yeah, there's a pen in there too.
Plenty of blood.
I scribble down some directions, shove it in Linda's hand, and say, "I'm taking the subway. I'll fucking meet you there."
You can borrow my Metro card, honestly.
You see, look at the instructions too, and you realize that this actually takes you to Lily Pond.
Okay, get in. Whatever the fuck. Who are you again?
I'm way too big. I'm on top.
I want to call him Cricket.
I feel like a 7-foot tall guy can probably fit in the back.
In the back,
7'5".
Oh, let me move the
water.
But
not 7.5. Never mind.
My knees go the opposite direction.
We don't want to pop that son of a bitch. Filled it up overnight back at Pellegrin's.
You look like there's water in the water bread frame, but like the bladder is below the water. Like, you didn't pour it into the bladder. You just filled up the frame with water.
I don't know how.
Awesome. That's how the alligator got in.
That's what he wanted in there. He's like, oh, a pond.
He was still drunk then.
Well, I flipped the water bed up into the side panel of the wall, I guess,
just
or whatever.
Pours out into the. He just all pours on the back door.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Holy fuck. Let's go.
All right, so you guys take off. You know that getting to from Big Moss to Lily Pond isn't the easiest thing just due to traffic being terrible. And you know that Sword Lad is probably going to beat you there.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking a cab to the bus stop to the metro and going from there.
I love it. So I like the idea, too, as we, like, narrate the scene, the camera just switches back and forth to him. Yeah. And it's so mundane and very, like, just matter-of-fact.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to the bus station and, like...
Carrying a fucking katana.
Yeah.
Cuts back to me. Will you get the fuck out of the way? God damn!
Hey, look.
Cuts back to him. He's just sitting on a fucking bus.
reading a book.
Yeah, like, yeah. Passes me up while I'm screaming.
Cuts back to you again, and you're like on your stomach with your hands behind your back, and as a cop, you see us. Cuts back to him again, and he's just like getting out of the bus stop,
find a fucking
with
jail.
Ice cream.
Yeah. With ice cream. Yeah, it cuts back to like the three of you getting out of jail. So you guys drive to Lily Pond. It takes about 4 or 5 hours to drive there, but you finally get there, and you come to a security checkpoint. It's secure borders, and then you know that these streets here are patrolled by vigilantes. A guy dressed in bright blue automotive painted armor.
He's got like flames.
Yeah, maybe.
On there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
No, painter's tape racing stripes.
Yeah. You see, he's got he's completely black primered, and it looks like he's just spray painted it on, like 8 cans worth, just got these blue pinstripe racing stripes. And as you get closer, as he gets closer, rather, you realize that those racing stripes are just painter's tape.
Oh, God.
He taps on your window.
I roll it down. Oh, God.
Hey, what brings you to Lily Pond? What business you have?
We're just here to shop, to be honest.
Shop?
Girls' here? Day out.
Girls' day out.
Yeah, shop till we drop, boy.
Respect that.
I'm cool and hip.
I'm making... fruity cocktails in the background.
Wow, it really is.
It's 20 cred to get through.
Oh, shit. Is it real? Okay, fine.
Oh, here I thought I left my purse at home. Wow.
Not a surprise to me in any way. No, that's fine. I got you. That's cool.
Use transfer creds to him.
Yep.
Nods as the funds are transferred. He steps back, whistles, and the gate opens. You drive through. Join the traffic again.
Nice painter's tape!
Hey, thanks.
Oh my God.
If anybody could appreciate it, it'd be you, Les Banks.
Oh, you know.
So you drive in, you're following his instructions. As you guys are here, give me.
Are you going to make this difficult without Walt?
No.
we should, park no. Right by the
give me a D100,
station.
Anybody.
I'll do it.
Make Walt do it.
Walt, roll the fucking dice.
There you go. Give me a D100, Walt.
84.
As you guys park. Leave your van in the parking garage. You walk out. You're walking to the place.
You want me to lock it?
I don't think there's any reason to lock this piece.
You see a group of dudes in hazmat suits gathering these weird glowing star-shaped flowers that appear to be sprouting through the pavement. You see on their hazmat suits, they have the logo of TG Labs.
Dude, they look beautiful.
They do, yeah. They're glowing. They look like a Star David.
I'm going to step up next to one of these gentlemen and tap him on the shoulder.
He, like, starts. Like, you scared the fuck out of him.
Oh,
ah!
Oh my.
Oh, hey.
Easy now.
Hey, back away now. We don't know if these things are radioactive or what.
Yeah, right? They look pretty nice. Is this like a Pokemon thing where you get one and I get one?
What the fuck did you just say?
No, it's not like a Pokemon thing. And, you know, honestly, what do you mean, like, you get one and I get one? I'm pretty familiar with Pokemon, and that doesn't make any sense to me. I've been playing Pokemon Sword for the last few days.
Like the
That's
fossils.
True.
I'm just talking about the fossils, you know?
Oh, like Kabuto?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Omnimite?
No, this is no mysterious fossil. This is,
It's a really good show, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I'm a big fan of Pokemon myself.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
Why are you guys still standing all the way over there?
I got my hands in my pocket. I'm looking at this flower.
I can see, like, yellow shit coming off the fucking air over there.
I mean, I'm a robot, so I'm good.
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, these might be potentially toxic. I would back up if I were you, sir. He's talking to you, Perseus. Unless you want to make a toughness test, DR-14.
I do love smelling the roses.
Well, then give me that toughness test, DR-14!
I'm going to lean down at the hips and take a big old whiff.
It's so sad that you decided to be the smart guy only for about 36 minutes.
Oh, he's fucking dead.
He rolled a nat 1 on that.
Yeah, he did.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Wait, is this the same day?
Oh, you know what that means? You get this.
Tired of sitting around the living room, everyone staring at their individual screens? Introducing Big Phone.
Big Phone!
Big Phone is an enormous phone with a screen big enough to share.
Or 4 feet wide!
Whether it's movie night, the family meal, or even around the trash fire, Big Phone is big enough for everyone.
Big Phone!
Give me D8.
Who?
Take that much damage.
Not bad.
As like you take a big old whiff of this, you're smelling the flower, and the inside of your entire nasal passage just like you feel it like singeing, like you just inhaled pure oxygen. But it doesn't smell like pure oxygen. It smells a lot like it's skunky, kind of dank.
Yeah.
Your nose is bleeding.
Hey, you mind if I keep this one? I got a couple rollies I'd like to.
I don't know if that's a good idea to. I know what you're thinking. I don't know if that's a good idea
your
to.
Your ears and your eyes are bleeding now.
He's right, sir. Your ears and eyes are both bleeding. I recommend you back away now before.
Your eyes are so bloodshot, you should probably walk away. Yeah.
I'm fine. Whatever. God.
One of the other guys, too, in the hazmat suits is like, he pulled out a little tablet, like a tablet, and he's like just stylusing a bunch of shit notes into it.
That was pretty
cool. Watching
crazy.
You heavily.
That was nuts. Wow.
Well, you want to take a photograph and see that in the next 3 weeks it takes to develop?
He lifts up his tablet to you and you see the flash go a couple times.
You know.
Oh, God. Holy shit, I can't keep up.
God, I hope he got my good side.
Oh, my God.
You have no good side. Your face is like sunburnt now.
What you mean?
Your whole face is just blistered and like your eyes and nose are bleeding. Your throat, like, you feel like if you're just spit stuff, you'd be
like
spitting
out your
own.
Like, I just smoked me a menthol.
Yeah.
I hit my comms straight over to Sword Lad. I'm like, I think that this mission here is going to only come back as three people do.
I'm just saying which is the third. Or no. Me, whatever.
You had to cross the city. That's all you had to do.
I'm wondering the same thing.
You pretty much went from the west to the northwest. You barely went anywhere. You're like in the neighboring district.
Are you, like, almost here yet? I've been here for, like, 2 hours, man.
I send him a feed of what I'm looking at right now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And you see this feed, and it's like...
What do you mean it's blistering? I don't feel nothing.
You see that.
There's so much pus.
And you realize, too. You realize, Sword Lad, that you look up, and it's happening across the street.
This like 8 floors up across the street.
He waited at the bus station. You guys are on the street. God. Like okay. These guys are pulling us out of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, and, hey, look, there's the kid.
If I come over there, I'm going to end up bleeding out of my asshole or something.
Like, who knows? Depends on what you do.
Just don't smell those roses. Oh.
I'm about this far away, and I haven't yet, but I could...
You're starting to get a little bit of that dank, you know what I mean, in the nose. You're smelling it a little bit. It's starting to, like, tingle a little.
I'm leaving him to fucking fend for himself. I'm not going to go touch him in any way while he's near this thing.
It's mostly his face, too, because he put his face right up in there. Yeah. It's like he just got severe radiation burn in the face.
When he turned and said, hey, there's the kid, it's just blood running down.
That's perfect.
I go over and stand by Sword Lad and just stare off into the mid-distance.
Offer you a cigarette.
I take it, absolutely. Thank you, kid.
I don't have a lighter, though.
Sir, do you need emergency response?
Oh, what you mean?
Like, do you need medical assistance? You're looking like you do.
No.
You sure?
I don't think so. My teeth hurt.
Yeah, they're starting to... They're glowing, sir.
Uh-huh.
They look like the one is... They're starting to push their way out of your gums.
Look, the worse... The more we talk about these things, the more canonical they become.
It's
true. So I'd like to know, am I going to get a benefit out of this?
Probably not, sir. I would walk away.
I'm going to leave right now. I'll see you later. I'm going to take a different way back to the vehicle, though.
Good luck.
I don't want to run... Okay, thank you.
His teeth were decaying. That was pretty nuts. Wow.
I walk back to the boys.
I think you
did. You see
shower.
That shit? It was crazy.
You know what? I think I got stopped by the bar before anything. Excuse me.
I don't think they'll let you in. You're glowing still.
I don't want you even next to me.
Right.
How are you even alive?
Look.
He took that straight in the shooter.
Fuck you guys. And I walked into the mall.
Okay, so. The area that you guys have been led to is a tenement, a very large apartment building. Mm-hmm. And you guys go inside. Sword Lad's leading the way because he knows where you guys are going. You guys go up like 6-7 floors. Hard to tell because you guys have gone up so many and you're just in a stairwell. But you guys finally end up on a floor. You come out and you knock on this apartment. It's number 714. And you're also a 7th floor. Sword Lad knocks on the door. The door opens and you just see a bear.
Oh, wait, what?
A bear, yeah, like a grizzly bear, the size of a grizzly bear. And honestly,
holy shit.
Looking at him, he doesn't look like there's anything but a grizzly bear standing
like, there's
there.
No, wait, there's...
He answered the door, and he says to you simply, "Oh, damn, it's my break time." Welcome back to the Rolled Standard. Now, four of you are face-to-face with a bear.
Look at this blue-looking motherfucker.
Who the fuck? Will you stop?
You know, from Tailspin?
Don't say that.
That's offensive.
Oh, my God.
From Tailspin.
No, you think all bears look alike?
No, you just look like Baloo.
You gonna call me Smokey next? Or Yogi?
Oh, my God. We are off to a bad start.
All right.
Look at my picnic basket.
Sword Lad.
I pushed less...
Yeah,
I don't move an inch. Not an inch was
He's
moved.
Too big.
I tried.
Right.
I'm so heavy.
I poke him with the far end of the sheath of the katana.
Badass.
Hey, watch out. That's my export spot. Don't touch there.
Stop talking.
Why did we bring this thing?
Export hole?
I...
You didn't bring me anywhere. I signed up for this shit.
He's a stray.
Sword Lad, who are these fools?
Sorry. This is, what was it? Less... Baxter, I think. Doesn't matter.
Sure, it doesn't matter. I'm a dumpster fire.
Yeah, dumpster fire. You heard him. His own word. Wet Linda, USB disk drive.
That's your guys' name. Nice to meet you.
Oh, shit.
The Nips Squad.
Right. Yeah, no, I've seen them on the news.
How many people actually watch the fucking news? Come on.
Everybody in this town. Come on.
Everybody watches LiveWire.
Everybody. Fuck. We have no choice. It goes right into our eyes.
Yeah, you had to pay a pretty big amount to get that scrubbed from your RCD, so...
Anyways, I believe we are here for, boys need some clothes.
Yeah, what Farmer Brown said.
Yeah.
Why are we at an apartment complex for that, Sword Lad?
You came to the right place.
What more do you need to know?
Okay, I don't need a whole lot. All right, bring me on.
Sorry about his, whole, face. Do you have a sink he could wash up in?
What do you mean? What's wrong with my face?
Oh, yeah, that's accurate.
Just don't look in the mirror.
Look at those blisters.
I thought that was just, like, a thing you don't mention.
Yeah, no, the glowing, this is new. That's new.
What the fuck are you talking about? Where's your bathroom?
I want to poke a blister.
There's a public one down the hall.
Okay.
One of those.
Look, I'll be right back.
I'm going to go school clothes shopping.
So how come? You guys looking for school clothes?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
Armor would be great.
Come on in.
It's an apartment, right? Like, you walk into his kitchenette. It's very small. Like, it's the size of this recording. Well, there's two rooms. The first one, though, is about the size of this. Making that bear very big in here.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one in here, as you can see. He's got some company.
Mama Bear.
He's got three ladies sitting on his couch. They all look the exact same person.
Oh, you're into that type of clonage. I get you.
Right. Don't worry about creep.
That. Stop it. Stop talking.
Yes.
Oh, I got some at home, too.
In here.
I will tie you up to a fire hydrant outside.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
Hey, listen, weirdo man, maybe you should go outside.
Oh, I'm good here. Thanks.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
I just calm down a little.
I look at Sword Lad with just pleading in my eyes. I'm like, I really miss you, brother. I really miss you, brother, man.
Oh, we don't like that shitbox kid.
I look back at you with nothing in my eyes because they're bug eyes.
I heard about your brother, man. It's rough. I like Sword Guy.
Me too, man.
Kid Murder is pretty fucked up, though, honestly.
God, what a mood breaker.
He doesn't even acknowledge that.
I don't either.
And neither do I. Me personally. No, he leads you guys into the next room, and it's the same size, but this room is wall-to-wall guns. The closet has a lot of armor hanging in it.
You guys Vipers too? Sword Lad, these recruits?
No.
No.
Different guys. their triggers.
You're Pogrin's boys.
I mean, I guess. I don't even know if...
No, you are.
I'm for contract for hire, so I'm good wherever I land.
You with these boys?
I'm with whoever pays me the most, honestly. I'm still waiting on my
You could probably pay him to go outside.
You know?
So, since you're Pelgrin's boys, we can give you a little discount.
Oh, great.
I'll bill him the difference.
Oh, good.
But, anything you see here, 10% off.
Wow, that's a screaming deal.
It's literally everything on page 64.
Thank you for that page reference number.
You're welcome. It's in my notes.
I usually find my stuff in
the
dumpster.
And that's the weapons for sale table, right? And okay. It's, you know, it's fucking everything. You look around this room, you're seeing tasers, shock sticks, machetes, filament knives, monoswords, too many throwing knives, power tools, chainsaws, pneumatic gloves, 9mm pistols, yeah. Ancient revolvers, yeah. Older than you, smart guns, pocket...
Wow!
Small SMGs, a pair of them even, an assault rifle, a grenade launcher, an assault rifle with a grenade launcher.
You gotta be kidding.
A shotgun, a sniper rifle, a pulse rifle, a nail gun, probably not meant to be in here, a laser turret, a rocket launcher, a flashbang, a whole bunch of them, hand grenades, e-pulse grenades.
He's slowing down.
And a lot of armor. Yeah, yeah, a lot of armor.
I also got some booster mods.
Holy fuck.
They're a bit pricey because they're hard to get, but need some. Got you.
How much is a bit pricey?
Like double street.
Well, I don't know what that means for
credits. I was
going
to say, can you... act like I don't know what that means for whatever reason, like maybe I was in prison for a long time.
I mean, it depends on what you're looking for.
Give me a D4. Just belligerently grabs dice.
Two.
I got a couple things.
Okay. Give me two D10s.
I got a couple boosters.
Okay. Son of a bitch, this time I'm actually looking for it. I'm struggling. 5, 6.
I got a knocker and an e-pulse. So that knocker, I let it go for 60. The e-pulse, though, about 200.
Damn.
And to let you know what that does. Because you probably don't know. And these are single-use booster mods.
Oh, damn.
They are single-use boosters that modify a single shot with special abilities. The attack deals normal damage, unless otherwise noted, and can be used with most modern firearms. And you see that he's got a lot of ammo.
How's my bathroom adventure?
Okay, so that's a great question. Let's cut to that as you guys are, like, standing here, like, in awe, pure concentration of what he's fit into this room. Perseus, you're heading down the hall, just in the direction that he pointed. You're walking by a lot of apartments with a lot of sketchy people.
Howdy. How's it going?
Yeah.
Yep. Good to see you.
A lot of dudes just laying there in the hallway just with, like...
You got some pus on you there.
Crusted glue, like, underneath their nose.
Man, it smells like a fucking Elmer's factory in here.
Wow, you got some?
Oh, my God.
I'll take a hit of that.
You got the glue in your eye there. Get off me. You know where the bathroom is?
Yeah.
I continue my walk.
You find your way to the bathroom, and it's, there's like four people laying on the floor in here, and you're not sure if they're alive or dead. It doesn't matter. Apparently, you're just stepping over them. There's one sink in here that is completely busted off of the pipes. The one pipe, too, like, it's not even cut off. It's just running, endlessly flooding. You're completely soaking one of the dudes laying on the floor. There are three bathroom stalls in here.
Any doors?
No, there's no doors on any of them, and there's a toilet on the third one.
I sit on the toilet of the third one, and I open my RCD, and I open a voicemail message for Tuna. Hey, Tuna, look, I'm sorry about what happened. I've been thinking about it. I ain't got a lot going on, and apparently my brain is a little fucked up, so I think I'm gonna get you your money, pay your bills, whatever, and, we'll just leave it that, all right? I'll click it off, and then I'll go find maybe part of a mirror?
Yeah, okay, yeah, so there is a mirror above the what used to be a sink, and it's broken, obviously, but...
I look at my face.
It's bad. It's really bad, buddy. your nose isn't... You're not bleeding anymore. And you didn't realize this because nobody said anything, but as you see in the mirror now, you're like, oh, my ears are bleeding, too.
fuck.
Your skin is...
Well, this is why they didn't fucking jump me. I look like one of them. God damn it. And I walk over to the broken pipe that's spouting water, step on the man with one boot, and then I wash my hands as the water's flowing over him. And I fucking...
He like rolls over, but from like you bumping into him.
Nope, pardon me.
He looks up at you. Hey, man, you got any glue?
No. You.
Sure.
You got any creds?
Nah, man.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay. Yeah. Go back to sleep now. I let the water bout back on him.
Like, he, like, rolls kind of, like, face down into it, too. Like, you see, like, bubbles.
Well, It only takes, what, an inch? I'll walk out the door.
Just squishing in the carpet in the hall. It's starting to get there. You're heading back over there, and you see one of the glue guys. We'll call them glue sniffers for obvious reasons. And
they call me glue lad.
They call me glue head. Oh, no.
It's like GL00H3D.
Yeah.
Glue heads.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's the same one that talked to you, asked you about it. He's standing there in the hall with two other guys. You got any glue?
No.
You got any creds?
No.
What? Want to prove it?
Look at my face. Right, and I step past them.
I'm going to go with that. That's pretty good. I was going to have the guys jump you. But then the whole thing. I was like, that's cool. It makes sense that they, like, the realization that it's that bad. Yeah. Like, no, man.
Oh, no, never mind.
So you make it back to the bear's apartment. The door is locked.
God damn. Like, they knew I was just going to fucking shitter. I knock on the door.
Meanwhile, inside, you guys are looking around, and there's a knock on the door. Oh, no, who the fuck is that?
It's probably the ugly guy.
You want me to, I kind of flop a hand over my shoulder toward the door?
Yeah. Go get it.
Do you take anything in trade?
Maybe. What you got?
I'm going to pull out my grapple crossbow.
I don't really need this thing.
No, me neither.
Someone would buy it.
Maybe.
I mean, I got this and some cred.
Well, what do you want in trade?
Armor would be great, yeah.
You want the style guard?
Sure, yeah.
I'll give it to you for that crossbow in 20.
Oh, boy, you're milking me dry, aren't you? what about 10? 10 cred. I mean, this crossbow, I mean, look at this thing.
Give me a presence test.
17?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, 10. That's a slamming deal. Yeah.
Takes the crossbow from you and just, like, tosses it aside.
Appreciate it.
You see the ping in your mind for the transfer approval, and it says 20 cred, yes or no.
Wow. I accidentally hit yes.
Oh, fair enough. All right.
Oh, shit.
The bear's just...
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You're smooth.
Oh, sorry.
You're a smooth operator.
Sorry, I sent that before.
Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah. Oh, shit happens.
Like,
what about a free grenade?
No. Wait, well.
I mean, I gotta shoot my shot, you know.
Oh, that's fair.
This bear talking to a fucking monstrosity.
Weird scene.
Oh, my God.
They're both too big for the room.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing is, like, yeah, all of these insane dudes are crammed into this tiny room.
How much?
One of them is a grizzly bear.
How much do mags cost for what pounds?
What pounds?
What pounds?
That's a good question. Hey, sword lad, are you just staring at him through that fucking hole in the door or what?
We cut to the living room where sword lad got distracted by something.
A lady.
He just hasn't knocked again.
Oh, it's a ladybug.
There's three ladies there. I forgot.
So regular ammo costs 10% of the new weapon's price. Were you looking for your sniper rifle?
That and a, you know, that double-barreled grenade launcher.
Right. We're going to call that grenade launcher. 54 credits for a grenade launcher magazine.
Yeah.
I'll get two of those and then one for a sniper rifle whenever you can.
Call it an even 200.
Oh.
You're buying in bulk.
Buying in Costco. Bulk.
Anybody else need anything? And or you guys are just squatting here? I got some business too. I gotta get back to some things.
Am I still outside?
No. Well, actually, yeah. He said he was.
Sword lad is like standing in the living room, looking at all three of these identical women at the same time with 360 degree eyes, and just like shakes his head and says, "Fucking weird, man." And then he goes over and opens the door and lets Perseus in as they're coming out.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect. Yeah, you see the bear leading or trailing these other two guys leaving the side room.
Did I miss something? I got some new fucking threads.
Yeah, look at this bebopping motherfucker.
Oh, well, do we still have a moment for me and the boy here to browse?
I'm good. I already went school shopping.
That's true, he did.
Oh no, my
his
god.
His parents took him.
Holy shit.
His mom specifically.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, we'll meet you outside.
Yeah, get yourself a fucking new cowboy hat and a dust.
All right. Sir,
Just one, please. And I step into the room. Bear's room? The bear's den?
Yeah, you see this room. It's just wall-to-wall guns.
I twirl around with my arms slightly flying outward. Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Bear's just like smiling, just baring these gold teeth.
And, oh, you too, bear, brother?
And he's just nodding.
I bear mine back. They're glowing.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay. All right.
One falls out.
Look.
Yeah, one falls out.
Oh, shit.
You'll pick that up?
Yeah, I will, because I could probably sell that to somewhere else.
Not here.
No, I said somewhere else. Okay, and I pocket my tooth. Look, I'm a gambling man, so look, if it's like a, you know, you got 64 items or something, say I roll like a D64 or whatever.
You want a random thing?
I just want to fuck about and find out.
Oh, I like that a lot. How about this? I'm going to sweeten that pot.
I like a honey pot. I sure do.
We're going to knock that down to 25% off since you're not even picking.
Okay, that's fair enough.
How many items do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Call that an even 25 for some other random thing, and give me a D100 and we'll divide it by 4.
I cannot wait to see what everyone looks like after this.
Me too.
Right? 91.
91, so that would be... Well, we moved up to 92, divide that by 4, it's 23.
Just say 23, yeah.
23
is close.
So the 23, if that was a 25, it's a hand grenade. He just, like, rummages through a box that he's in the room here. It's like a foot locker, you know. Pulls out a grenade, looks at it kind of disappointedly.
Just have this.
Tosses it to you.
Yeah, I like that. And I'll fucking clip it to my belt.
Get something again.
He goes digging through that box again. Give me another roll.
Oh, boy.
Like, you can tell the bear is enjoying the game. What are you rolling? That's a
D10
and a
D8. 109.
91. Oh. Wait, 91?
That's 91 again.
He's fishing around again. He pulls out another hand grenade. He's like, is that all that's in here?
Yeah, this one, too.
He tosses you that one.
25.
Oh, so that's 28, so 7. He rummages into that box again, and he pulls out this power drill. Pulls the rubber attachment off of it, and there's a drill underneath.
Oh, gross.
Oh, for buffering doors, right?
Yeah.
Cars and shit.
Yeah.
I know a guy that can use that. Kind of a prick sometimes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, bro. Anyway, here.
But that's free, too?
No.
Oh.
Let's see, it's, I said 25% off, it's 35 credits. So,
oh my god.
This math is getting harder. So we're gonna round it up to 36, so that even quarter is 9, so it's...
Alright.
Just call it 25 and it's yours.
Alright, I'll take 25. That, and then dealer's choice, and I'm out of here.
Dealer's choice?
You give me the most explosive, maniacal, I gotta get out of here alive kind of thing, because I got some shit to do before I go.
How much fucking cred do you have?
Yeah, how much fucking cred do you have?
I got 1,005 after that little fiasco we just had.
1,005.
And he's like looking at the wall, scratching his beard. Bear beard? He's got a bear beard. His beard. His beard. Bear.
His beard.
His beard.
God, yeah. You have no right to enter that.
We're home. Stupid. I just want to say that.
Speak for yourself. I invented beard.
Bear Dom?
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to give you this.
And he's like, pulls this rocket launcher off the wall.
Holy.
He's like, but man, this thing's expensive.
How much?
Well, it's 5K. He points up. He's pulling up the tag that he... So I could give it to you for like $4,500.
You do layaway?
Oh, cash now, man.
Right. Oh. What about personal loans?
You need more of that.
Maybe.
I put a down deposit of $1,000.
A down deposit.
Yeah, that sounds like, that's Perseus.
This is how we end up with the good word part two. You know this, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm aware. In that case, we're doing it.
Yeah. Down deposit.
You know what? $1,000 now. Give me the other 35 by the end of the week.
End of the week.
If I don't see it by the end of the week, it's like even 10.
Fair
if
enough.
I don't see that by the end of the month, it's your flesh.
Okay.
He offers his gigantic bear
and
hand.
And I hold up my small man hand.
And he just claps. You're like holding one of his claws, pretty much like holding a finger.
I
got it.
Out of respect, I squeeze as hard as possible.
He just nods and you see like the transfer in your mind. 1,000 and says yes, no.
I click yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Very good. So see you by the end of the week.
Yeah, I'll be here.
It's Friday, so.
Uh-huh. It's more like a Monday to me.
It is Monday, actually. You know what? Well, actually, I have no idea.
You see his like eyes blink a little because RCD thing.
Nope, it's Tuesday.
Okay, fair. All right.
I could go to the house more.
Well, thank you for this, and I'll be back on next week.
Yeah, better be.
Uh-huh. And I step backwards out the door and then sprint across his living room to the front door and then get into the hallway with the boys.
You know, the funny thing is, like, that rocket launcher is empty.
You know, and you, as you guys all leave, camera remains inside the apartment. The bear talking to the ladies.
And I don't think the thing was empty. I meant it to be. Get over here.
and then it cuts back to you guys. Yeah, I did, actually.
I bet he's in there making some actually pretty good friends.
Well.
What the fuck is that?
It's...
What the...
It shoots missiles. It shoots the same thing that this does. Yeah, but with more destruction. I felt woefully unprepared.
What, with the fucking flamethrower?
Yes, with my flamethrower and rocket launcher. Shit still went down. A kid died. It was on the news.
Ring, ring!
Oh, yeah. And then
the power drill?
Oh, sorry. And I fucking pull it out of my belt. I don't have a holster yet. Fucking...
holster. Woo! Disk drive. You're walking out of here with two hand grenades, a rocket launcher.
Oh, I forgot about them.
A power drill, and no goddamn armor.
Well, and a lot of debt to a bear.
I don't have to know that. That's not my business.
That's fair.
I've never heard of that brand before.
I thought.
Does that say drill, though?
No, it says bear. B-E-H-R.
Damn. Two good jokes, right? Fucking, I can't keep up with any of you guys today.
I don't know what this is going to be used for, but...
I knew what it was used for.
Right. So, I'm pretty much cat for cash. I got 5 cred left.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Well, I'm good with my words, but it only gets me into trouble in the end. So, we're going to see how the week goes. And, we should probably get back to figuring shit out and getting rid of our debts.
You know, I did forget to ask that guy for something, just out of curiosity.
Well, it's too late for that.
Fuck. We'll meet you down by the van, knowing full well that you got the keys. I'm going to steer clear of a flower. In the meantime, I saw my face. It not good.
It not good.
Thank God we're all aware of it now. Fuck, man, do we really want to just jump right back onto a job?
No, I'd like to maybe take a few days to rest my face before I go and do some stupid shit.
No, I think we're fine, honestly.
Look, just the air flowing through the building itself is now starting to burn. Whatever effects took place in the first time, they gone.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to pop the blisters, honestly.
I didn't.
Yeah, look at those things. They're busting everywhere.
This place got an elevator. Hey, you glue head.
What?
Elevator here.
No!
Fuck this place. And I start walking down the stairwell.
Alright. So, we know what Jake got, but Linda and Les both got Style Guard armor, so I'm curious, like, I think the tagline is, it looks like clothes.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what your style is as you reservoir dogs out of this building.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Mine's a unitard.
It's a unitard?
Why am I not surprised?
I never should have asked the question.
Yeah, now see. I never ask questions.
No, smart man.
That's not true at all.
I don't want to dig into the metadata here, but do you have a couple of days to lay around?
What do you say? I'm in the stairwell.
So are they.
Oh, sorry. It's getting really hard to see. My eyes are starting to glaze over in this weird, awkward way. Oh, fucking colors and shit. I should probably just... Maybe one day would be okay, you know?
Because you said that.
Oh, no.
Drop your presence down by one, and at the beginning of each day... We'll give you a toughness test to, if you succeed, you'll gain it back. Okay. Like, you healed.
Oh,
only because
God.
You said that. Your eyes are glazing over, and it's like, oh, you can't heal.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, Perseus, you got something right there.
Where? And I touch my eyeball?
Right there.
I think that's a detached retina.
You don't feel it. Yeah, you don't feel it.
Okay, this is getting bad, boys. Look, I got 5 credit. We could go get one shot. I know a place in town. I'd like to be able to see it before I black the fuck out from all this pain.
The one place that you know in town is Pelgrane's, where we're going, and it's about 4 hours away.
Right, sorry, can't think about pain in my head, and I'm going to sprint down the stairs and jump in the van and then try to slosh whatever water off the floor into my eyes.
Okay, so...
he jumps in the wrong van.
Right, the reality of that is he jumps out. You guys all run down the stairs. Well, he runs down the stairs. You guys all leave the building together, him running. And you guys get out to the street again, and immediately these two black... just very black cars pull up, and you see somebody get out of the back of one of them. He's holding an SMG. He's wearing a completely black, like, robe. You can barely see his face, but what you can see of it is he's got a long white beard sticking out of it, and his face is, like, corpse paint white. And you see he's raised the SMG to you guys, and you see the back of his hand. He's completely tattooed black. He says simply,
"Hey, you motherfuckers! Don't sniff glue!
What the fuck is going on?
Why are they here? We didn't do anything!
Oh no, we definitely did. There's God damn it, fuck.
Not really me personally, just, I don't know, give a shout out to Flail to the Face and the World Standard.
Oh, how dare
you. Oh, you sweetheart, you.
I mean, appreciate you guys, like, you know, just like, oh, Walt's here, let's let him play some MB with us, that was really cool.
Fuck yeah,
you know.
Thanks and for now you're going to be back for another episode.
On the Discord.
Yeah, now you're playing Cyborg with us for who knows how long.
Yeah.
The record right now is 2.5 episodes. With
I won't be able to beat it. I have 8 HP and minus D2 armor.
Well, I mean, if the episodes go like this one, nothing will happen and you'll live forever.
He says after ending the episode with guns pointed at us.
Oh. Yeah, the next one's going to be heavy. but this one, not so much.
at the same time, like, I've had no armor and 5 HP this whole time. And
it's
alive.
How you play it. Yeah.
I have 4 HP, so.
I have a drill.
And a rocket launcher and a flamethrower and a whole bunch of grenades. Don't give me, I am just a drill. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Anyway, love you, Walt. Thanks for having it. Thanks for being here.
You too, guys. Thanks for being there and the hours of entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're part of the team now. This is beautiful.
Aw.
And press the button.
Alert! This episode contains third-party content. The Obsolete Dumpster Diver by Bracken McLeod. Incitement to Riot by Ross Hollander. The Pursued Courier by Freezefold. And High Octane Daredevil by Haster Ujot. Theme music, Waste Management Confidential, courtesy of Irving Force.
Oh, that's everywhere. I got that in my bindle.
Are you a hobo?
But it's empty.
My collection, okay?
Weirdest creature.
He's pretty weird.
No, actually, he came out of a dumpster. Like,
he's not General Grievous. He's Grandpa Grievous. Let's see what that voice, dude.
His complaints are generally grievous.
Oh, that's a great name for the episode. Generally Grievous.
Oh, my God.
I don't hate that at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Peter, you're starting to piss me off. Oh,
that's so pretty close. It is,
yeah.
Damn.
Sometimes the like less is more.
Yeah.
And I think that was really...
Peter. Yeah.
Like, fuck. Fuck, dude.
Jesus
Yeah, that's
Christ.
Pretty good.
Persis. Oh, God.